I have something I'd like to share with you today, and if I put a title to it, it is Light on My Path. How valuable it is to be able to have light when I'm needing to travel, when I need to walk somewhere. Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then just a couple of verses down, and he said, let there be light. And there was light. The opportunity to be able to work in daylight, just when time change came, you've been able to notice the difference. I used to be able to come home and have some hours to mow before it got dark. And now it's almost dark by the time I get home. The difference for that of having light as a blessing. I thought of the children of Israel when they were in Egypt. You remember one of the plagues that came to Pharaoh was God, you know, there's other times where we hear about God caused the sun to stand still. Well, God did something in Egypt that he shut out the light. It said for 3 days the sun did not shine. Now, you know, I've had times when I'm traveling and it is so dark down here because of a storm or something. And you go up just a few thousand feet, and it's sun shining, everything's great up above that. So I don't know how God caused it to happen, but he caused there to be a darkness. And said the people did not go out of their house, they stayed in, because it was said it was so dark, it was like a darkness that you could feel. But you know what happened with that at the same time? It said the children of Israel had light over where they lived. It's amazing how God, when he says, this is how I'm going to do something, but I'm thankful for light. I was noticing, we went one time to Carlsbad Caverns, and you go anywhere down far enough underground where no light can go unless it's artificial, and they would turn out the lights. You know, that's almost like a darkness you can feel. You put your hand right in front of your face and you cannot see anything. There's total. We have dark nights, but it's almost never that it's total darkness because we have some light even shining from other towns or something. But I was thinking about the blessing of light. You know, you can just go in your closet at home if it's a tight enough seal. Close that up and you cannot see your hand in front of your face. And try to, if you had that kind of a darkness and you're trying to travel somewhere, walk somewhere, you're not very, don't feel very secure in doing it. I'm thankful for natural light. But the light that I want to talk to you today about is the light on my path spiritually. You know, that's one thing when he blesses for I've got somewhere that I don't need to walk through the woods or something. If there's light for me to be able to walk, I'm thankful for that. But to think about the spiritual light, I want to have a love for the light that shines on my pathway. And you know that light shines on my pathway in different ways. Here's one of the ways. It says, my son, don't despise the chastenings of the Lord. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. That's light. He's putting light on my pathway in correction. That's really what happened when mom and dad corrected me when I was a child. They were putting light on my actions, showing me here's the right way to do it. And you know, it was a blessing. I couldn't imagine it at that time, the correction that they would give me. But what they were trying to do was they said, you know, one of these days he's going to be out in society and he's either going to be a blessing to society or a curse to him. And so they would take the time to put light on my pathway to be able to direct me. And I was thinking, how could it be that anybody, if they had a choice of light and darkness spiritually, how could it be that they would choose darkness? And I want us to look at start with a verse over here. We read it all the time in John 3:16. This is really light coming to people. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's light on people's path, being able to give them direction. And look at this verse on down in the 19th verse. This is the condemnation. Light is come into the world. You know, when Jesus came, he brought light for people to be able to see their situation. Light has come into the world. Men loved darkness rather than light. Enough that they would be willing to turn away from the light that he was offering to them. There's a verse over in Romans. Romans 13 and 12. It said, let us walk honestly. 13 to 12th verse. Night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. You know, we can, all around us today, we see darkness in the world. We're not talking about the sun or night, day or nighttime, but just darkness around us. This one is, cast off the works of darkness. You know, we do that when we get saved. And then it says, let us put on the armor of light. Why do you put on armor? You're going out into a battle and you need some protection. And this is saying, what is the armor? The armor is the light that he puts on our pathway. I want to be able to have that, because the next verse is, let us walk honestly in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, not in strife and envying. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Put on the armor of light. You know, there's a verse over in Ephesians 6 and 12. We don't wrestle. This battle that we're facing is not against somebody else. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, rulers of the darkness of this world. You know, I have been, over the past few days, I've been able to see more about the darkness of this world. Halloween was a reminder of the darkness of this world. You know, some people would say, well, it's just a little something that we do. But you know, I think there's darkness behind it. And what does it say? Cast off the works of darkness. As it starts trying to crowd itself in around me and in my life, cast it off and put on the armor of light. And on this message, I don't want it to be focused on darkness. It's all around us. But what I want to be able to see is the light. And in Matthew 4 and 16. Jesus has just begun his ministry. And here's what is going to happen because of that. The people, 16th verse, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. Now that's not somebody that's in a town and it's dark there and then a big light shines. This is light that comes down from inside of us. People which sat in darkness saw a great light. To them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has sprung up. A prophecy of Jesus coming into the world. We have a song, a verse of a song that we sing, light breaks at last, hallelujah to God. Darkness is past, let us shout it abroad. That was a song written back with D.S. Warner about the evening light. But you know what? That's also can be a testimony of, for my life itself. Darkness is past. Light is shining on my pathway today, and I am very thankful for that. The light that Christ is able to bring to us in a dark world all around us, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and yet right in the middle of that, light can shine. I want to look at a verse over in John, in the first chapter. John 1 and 4. This is talking about Jesus. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Fifth verse, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I was looking at that verse, comprehended it not. The darkness was not willing to receive it. And you read how many, even of the religious rulers of that time, when Jesus would go to them, it seemed like they were his greatest enemies. And yet, he didn't stop. When the light shined in darkness and the darkness did not receive it, you know what? He came right on to keep, he was still willing to bring light to us. And I look on down there in the 11th and the 12th verse. He came unto his own and his own received him not. I'm glad it didn't end with that verse. And he said, you know what? I tried. I quit. It's not worth it. But look at this next verse. This includes us. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That includes every one of us. I am so thankful that when Christ came, shine light to them, and they did not, many of them did not receive it, he still made it available for us today. Over in the 8th chapter, John in the 8th chapter and in the 12th verse. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. You know, that's something. His teachings, you take Matthew, the Beatitudes, you take the Sermon on the Mount. It was intended to bring light to the world, to be able to help them to make a change. He that followeth me, you know what? We won't be able to have both. We can't have both light and darkness. We can't serve God and Satan at the same time. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I am thankful for that. But shall have the light of life. This isn't something that we do on our own. It's Christ's light shining within us. And I'm very thankful for it. There's another verse over in 1 Peter 2 and 9. I am glad that in this time of great darkness around us, look at this. Ye are a chosen generation, 2 and 9 of 1 Peter, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. He hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and so we should show forth the praises of him who hath done that for us. I am thankful for that. There are some scriptures. Psalms 119 has a lot of information for us about this light. 119 and 130. Psalms 119, 130. Look at this. Here's where light comes from. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Whenever any way scripture is given to me, the entrance of his word is providing light for me. And then it's not just light, but it also gives understanding for me. And I'm thankful for it. 105, 119 and 105. Thy word. You know, Sister Wright has been telling us, Brother Wright, about getting into the word of God, reading it. Look what this says. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. Can you imagine the darkness all around us? What's producing light for us? His word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. I am very thankful for that. So then he's providing the light. But what am I going to do with the light? Am I going to walk in it? Damon, do you have that song? There's a song that I found this past week. And it tells me about somebody that light comes to them. And they are so happy to walk in it. So he was going to sing it and post the words for us. You're trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. Beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. Sing more closely to Him who is leading. When we are tempted, turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praises each day. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. Walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance, footsteps of faithfulness, mercy, and love. Looking to Him for the grace that promised. Happy, how happy our journey above. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. Walk in the steps of the Savior, upward, still upward, we'll follow our God. When we shall see Him the King in His beauty, happy, how happy our place by side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. One of those verses says, pressing more closely to Him who is leading, when we are tempted to turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praises each day. When temptation comes to us, we just get up closer to Him. There's a verse, Psalms 119 and 11. This is that light. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. His word is light. What does it say? Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. This one is, Thy word I've hid it in my heart. So I get to carry this light around with me to shine on my path. And here's the reason I'm doing it. Here's the reason I'm hiding it in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. You know, when temptation comes to us, I'd a whole lot rather have light around me than darkness around me when I'm trying to avoid it. And I look at this. King David, the light of God's word, Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. But you know what? It's only a light to us if we use it. We get to make a choice of what we do. The light's available. The light was available to David. You know, if you just took the Ten Commandments, the light that comes from the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not, and then it gives some instruction. If he had been meditating on the light that comes from the Word of God, what were some of those thou shalt not covet? Thou shalt not commit adultery. thou shalt not kill. You know, all of those was light for his pathway, to be able to shine light on his pathway when temptation came to him. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. But it's what I do with that light that's available. And I want to go to a verse over in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, Isaiah 5 and 20. Because this is the day and time that we're living in. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. How could that be possible that there could be a time where people say this is light, this is darkness, and it's been twisted? You know what the word of God is? I thought about the Ten Commandments, how valuable they are for us. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my pathway. And the world has said a few years ago, we do not want the Ten Commandments to be posted in public places. And yet, darkness has come in, and they consider that to be good. Here's where we're living. But do we let it get us down? Oh, no. There's light shining all around us. I just want to walk. What's that song? Stepping in the light. As the Lord shines some more light on my pathway, here's another adjustment that I want you to make. It wasn't because he's trying to get rid of me. He wants me to make heaven. What is the verse? He's not willing that any would perish. Everyone would come to repentance and then still be able to be saved in the end of it all. And I'm very thankful for that. But here's where we're living is, just like the verse when John 3:16 came along, it's available that whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the condemnation because men love darkness rather than light. We just have to understand this is the time that we're living in. There's darkness all around us. But it does. I want us to remember Egypt. It was so dark in Egypt that it was like darkness that could be felt. They said it was a darkness that you could not even light a lantern. You could not get any light to be able to light up, and had that kind of darkness. We're almost in that kind of darkness spiritually in our world around us. And yet just the same light is shining for us. What did it say for the children of Israel? It said light was in their dwellings. You know what? We can have light in our dwellings when there's darkness all around us. And I'm very thankful for that. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Here's where some of this darkness comes from. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Third verse. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. I'm sure glad our gospel is not hid to us with a desire to live right. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. You know, it's one thing to have light, but it's another thing that there's light and I'm blind. It doesn't matter how much light there is, I cannot see. And here's what has happened to these people. The God of this world, there's light available. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, here's what it wants to do to all of us, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It's available for everyone. So just because it's dark all around us, I want to take a caution from that, but I want to be so thankful for the light that can shine on our path, because here's what's available for us. In Proverbs, in the 4th chapter, Proverbs 4 and 18, the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more under the perfect day. The path that I am on has the ability for the Lord to shine more and more light on it. What is the perfect day? That's when it's all said and done, and he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I am thankful that with all the darkness around us, I can have light, and I can also have good spiritual vision to be able to see the light. You remember blind Bartimaeus, or anyone that's blind, to be able to call out to the Lord, Lord, I need some help. You know, blindness, it's hard to be able to function without sight. Spiritual blindness is a terrible thing also. Yes. Ephesians, the first chapter, I want to have good spiritual vision. Ephesians 1 and 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You know, even though I can see some things spiritually, you know, he wants to enlighten the eyes of my understanding. Tori, we could read another verse. I've had this happen. There are verses that are very familiar to us. I have read them and thought, I understand everything about that verse. And then maybe I hear someone preach a message about that verse, and he gives a totally different thought about it. And you know what it's doing is, it's wanting to help the eyes of my understanding being enlightened a little more about that verse. And I'm thankful that it's available. As the world walks in darkness, we can have the light of life. And when we say at our prayer times, does anyone have Thanksgiving? You know what? I want to be more thankful for light in a dark time around us, because it's always been available to me. I can go online and listen to messages and have light shine on my pathway. I can look in the Word of God. It's always been available to me. I don't ever want to take it for granted. I want to be thankful for the light. So I have something else I'd like for us to look at for a little bit. Did anybody notice a few nights ago the full moon? You know, that is almost like the sun shining. It was so bright. When there is a full moon, and I've noticed especially, if it ever snows sometime, and then there's a full moon, you would not need a flashlight. You could walk around just like, kind of like in the daytime. When I looked at that, you know, you can walk around without a flashlight for there. It's almost easy to look at that and say, it's like that moon is producing that light. It's shining like the sun. And then we go to school and realize, no, it isn't. All it is a reflection of the sun shining. I think that's a real example for us in our spiritual walk with the Lord. If something flows out of my life, I'm not producing the light. Jesus said he was the light. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and it's a light to my pathway. So if light comes in and now I'm able to shine it out on other people, I want to realize, you know what? It's just like that moon. It's only getting a better reflection. So there's nothing in the way when there's a full moon. You ever seen a crescent moon? My children, when they would see it, when they were little, they would say, that looks like a fingernail. It's just the tiniest little sliver of the moon shining. What happened to it? It lost power and it can't produce light? No. Something got in the way. There's something between the sun and the moon that is causing its reflection to be less. I look at those things and I have to say for myself, Lord, help me, that I will never let something get in the way that the sun of righteousness is not able to shine on my life and I reflect it out to others. So there's a verse over in Matthew, the 5th chapter. That I want to always remember. I want to keep it in mind. 5 and 14. Ye are the light of the world. You know, back in John, the 1st chapter, he was talking about he was the light. But he's saying, now we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. You know, I look at the dark time that we're living in around us. It's a time for my light to be able to shine to those that I come in contact with. And here's what comes from that 16th verse. Let your light so shine before men. And I want us to keep in mind about the full moon that we saw the other day. If your light, if my light is able to shine before men, that they may see your good works, and will they say, look at that moon. It's shining about as bright as the sun is. It's really special. No, no more than I am when light shines from me. If I could always in my heart realize it's light being shined from Christ through me and shining it out to the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So when we have a knowledge of what the sun and the moon is doing, we don't say, look how special that moon is. We just say, you know what? There's nothing obstructing the light. If we were in the same condition all month long, that moon would be a full moon all month long. God has ordained that it has phases to it. But I tell you, I think what he wants us to do is to be a full reflection of the light that he wants to shine into our path. May I realize the value of Psalms 119. Thy word, I've hid it in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The scripture says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. I put those two verses together, and I think about the children when they're here saying their Sunday school verses this morning. And as we're training them to learn more and more of them, you know what they're doing? It's not just so we someday be able to say, mine can say more verses than yours can say. It's hiding it in their heart to where one day they'll have a temptation come to them and light can shine instantly. We don't want it to be. You remember when Jesus was tempted by Satan? And Satan even came to the point of using scripture himself. And Jesus did not say, you know what, I tell you what, I'm going to go study because I think there's a verse that'll contradict what you're saying. You know what? And we could say, well, Jesus was the Son of God. But you know what? I think he wants us to be able to store away his word to where when the devil comes in, Satan comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord reaches in and gets one of those verses that we have hidden in our heart and says, here's your protection right here. What does it say? Cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. See, Jesus had the armor of light when he was able to come back with something instantly to Satan for protection. Because there are things that come to us that we need an answer right away. And I believe Jesus wants to be able to help us to be able to have that armor of light. I'd like for us to close with a verse of song, with a song. Number 114, in the light of God, you know, this is not our light. We may be the moon shining, but this is not us. We're just reflecting his light. Along a dark and gloomy path, I grope beneath the shades of death, no hope beyond my dying breath. That looks pretty dismal. Till light from the Savior came. My darkness now is passed away. In Jesus, all is perfect day. And peace and comfort ever stay. Because now I've got something going? No, since Christ is my perfect light. Oh, Jesus, to my heart so sweet, thy words a light unto my feet. How holy, happy, and complete I walk in the precious light. You know, I want to be quick when light comes on my pathway to step into that light. The last verse, all glory to my Savior's name. This is, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, but glorify your Father which is in heaven. To do thy will is my highest aim. Thy favor is more than earthly fame. Your smile is my constant light. I want to be able to have his smile on my life. And when I see that there's something in my life that does not bring a smile to him, I want to say, Lord, help me to step in the light. The chorus says, in the light of God, my soul is singing, all is bright. Yeah. I'm now in the light of God. And he wants us to finish out our race in the light of God. You know, we can say, well, the darkness is so great today. It's greater today than it's ever been. How can light make much difference? You know, the darker it is, you don't have to have a great big light. If you turned on the light on your cell phone right now, you might would have to turn it over to even see if it's on or not. But I tell you, you turn the lights out and it's fully dark, and you turn it on maybe at night, you turn on your light, and it shines so much it almost hurts your eyes if you're looking into it. I want us to realize something. Yes, it's dark all around us in the world, but that light is still available for us. And our light, the reflection back to the world, I say, Lord, help me. There's light available for me. I want it to reflect out to the world.